أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah, and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, everyone in their life is going to face some form of adversity in one way, shape or form. And this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that do the people think that when they say, I believe in Allah, that they will not be tested? So surely, as people who profess La ilaha illallah, surely those who are the believers, surely those who consider themselves amongst the ranks of the Muslims, those who are carrying the call of Islam, surely they may face some sort of trials and tribulations and adversity. And because of the nature of this worldly life and the test that we face, whether it be on a personal level, it could have been, for example, that you've lost a job, it could have been that you lost a loved one, or it could be something that we perceive to be positive, like we get a salary increase, or we get a raise, or there's a blessing like a child. All of these things are considered to be part of our test in this dunya, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trialing us with all of these things and seeing how we respond to them. Now, during these turbulent times whereby we are tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with either something that we deem to be positive or something that we perceive to be negative, it's important that our hearts have the correct understanding, have the correct disposition. Because although so many things are happening externally, the believer, it's important for the believer to always have the correct beliefs within him that center him, that help him navigate through these trials and tribulations according to that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is in fact what distinguishes the believer from any other person on this earth, is that he is able to navigate through life with the grounding and the purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him and will ultimately trial him in this dunya. And one of the mechanisms or one of the ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ensures that we keep on the straight path is by teaching us a concept known as al-istiqamah. Right, al-istiqama. And al-istiqama in the English, it's sometimes translated as steadfastness, right? Or it is also, I've seen other translations whereby it's also translated as being upright. But as the scholars in Islam, they have explained in some detail what is this concept of al-istiqama. Right, and but that by having this istiqama, by having this steadfastness, the believer is able to navigate through the dunya, through the ups and the downs, through the adversity, through the trials and tribulations, keeping his belief firm and keeping his belief steadfast. And so Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, the great scholar, rahmatullah alayhi, he states that al-istiqama hiya suluku siratil mustaqim. He says that steadfastness is about treading the straight path. وَهُوَ دِينُ الْقَوِيمِ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَعْوِيجٍ عَنْهُ يَمْنَةً وَيَسْرَةً. And it's about staying upon the deen without any deviance whatsoever, whether right or left. وَيَشْمَلُ ذَلِكَ فِي الْطَاعَاتِ كُلِّهَا الظَّاهِرَةِ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ. And it encompasses all of the actions of obedience to our Creator, whether it be apparent or in secret. وترك المنهيات كلها كذلك. And it is also about abstaining from the prohibitions. Now, Imam Mawardi, he mentions five facets of istiqamah. So we understand istiqamah as being holding firm to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any deviance whatsoever. And abstaining from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited and remaining firm on that. And during the course of one's life, one of the things that a person may get tempted with is deviating from the path of truth. Because the road can sometimes be long and arduous and difficult. As is evident in the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, where we see the Prophet undergoing enormous hardship, enormous adversity. Right? You saw him, for example, being physically abused, whereby people would throw stones at him in Ta'if. You saw him being boycotted, being called lies, having allegations being pushed against him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through all of this, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of examples with regards to how to deal with this adversity. Until the very end, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained steadfast. We also see these examples of steadfastness with regards to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby they had their ups and downs. There were times in which they were prosperous, where they had their businesses, where things were going well, but there were also times of incredible hardship when things didn't go their way. And I guess that the real test of someone's iman is when things go a bit sour, is when the trials and adversity comes. Because ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see how we respond to this. And so Imam Mawardi, he mentions five facets of istiqamah. And this is in his explanation of the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Right? The first is, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ رَبُّهُمْ وَحْدَهُ. Right? And this is what Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu had affirmed. Right? When he said that what it means by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that, and those who remain steadfast, is that they acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the firm acknowledgement and the firm belief and certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their Rabb, wahdahu, associating no partners with Him. So it's that pure, firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first aspect of istiqamah. The second part is istaqamu ala ta'atihi wa ada'i fara'idihi. The second part is being firm on obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adhering to the fard, the fara'id. Right? Adhering to the actions which are compulsory. Right? No matter how difficult they may be. Right? So, when it comes to any one of our fara'id actions, whenever it comes to any action which is in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believer remains firm on it and is consistent upon it and is constant upon that path. Whether it be his individual obligations, such as the salah, such as paying the zakat, such as performing the hajj, or being good to one's parents, or any one of these actions. Or whether it be some of his collective actions, such as giving da'wah, giving nasiha, right? Sometimes in the field of da'wah, there are certain obstacles that one will encounter, right? But will he continue performing the action? Will he continue carrying the call despite the adversity that he is facing, right? It may come at a cost in terms of, it is stopping some, maybe his career aspirations, or for example that he's getting some negative criticism and this negative criticism is getting to him. But again, we always remember the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was the best of examples, right? If he sallallahu alaihi wasallam who even before Islam, he was called Sadiq al-Amin. He was called the trustworthy, the truthful one. This was, in fact, unheard of in the Arabian Peninsula at that time. No other person had been called Sadiq al-Amin except for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if a Sadiq al-Amin sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had faced all of this adversity in adhering to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what more us? Right? So istaqamu ala ta'atihi wa ada'i fara'idihi, right? And so he is consistent and he is steadfast on adhering to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling his commandments, right? And this also goes as well with the collective actions, right? Such as the call towards the re-establishment of the Khilafah. This is also something which is fard and is something that is fardu kifaya, right? And so in order for someone to consistently and persistently carry the call, it requires a great deal of steadfastness, istiqamah. It requires a great deal of patience, right? Because sometimes what can enter into the heart of the believer is a sense of despair. That it's been 100+ years since the dismantling of the Khilafah. The Ummah has remained stagnant over such a period of time, or it is perceived that the Ummah has remained stagnant for such a period of time. And day in, day out, you are actively engaged in the call towards the resumption of the Islamic way of life. And yet there is a sense that maybe a sense of despair whereby you're thinking, what's been done over the past year? What's been done over the past 10 years? What's been done over the past century? And again, right, during these times, we have to look back at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, right? And how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam respond in such a context whereby there was overwhelming despair, right? There were companions that were being tortured. The people of Mecca weren't receptive to the call of Islam, right? By far and large, people were boycotting him, right? He was completely isolated from the society that he had lived in for so long. So how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how did he respond, right? And we see this in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Right? And this is a compelling ayah in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associates this istiqama, this steadfastness, where he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That he says, and those who say that our Lord is Allah, رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ, and then they remain steadfast. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there is no fear that befalls upon them. وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and they will not grieve. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, there is no fear that will befall upon them, nor shall they grieve, nor shall they be sad. And so, for the one that is carrying this da'wah, this noble da'wah, it is important for him to really inculcate within his heart this istiqamah, right? So it's about adhering to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter what. The third part that Imam Mawardi mentions is ala ikhlasi ad-dini wal amal ila al-maut, right? And so it is to make his deen sincere purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, and to do these good deeds until he dies. Right? Which is, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the husn al-khatima, whereby we are working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen until the very end. Because again, in the life of any person, there are trials, tribulations, and adversities. How do you get over these adversities throughout your life and remain consistently on the path, sincere, purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making your actions purely for his sake, right? And then doing that consistently until you die, right? Because, you know, us as human beings, sometimes we'll do things or we'll have this great burst of energy until, you know, until a week or maybe a month or a year or a few years. But then we'll have our lulls as well, whereby, you know, we lose motivation and we lose hope. Istiqama helps us remain firm and remain consistently adhering to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout our life. The fourth facet is ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فِي أَفْعَالِهِمْ كَمَا اسْتَقَامُوا فِي أَقْوَالِهِمْ. Right? It is to have steadfastness in their actions as they are steadfast with their saying. Right? Meaning that the person who has istiqama embedded into his heart, his actions are reflective of his sayings. So if he is preaching one thing, he is also performing this thing in his everyday life. And this will help foster and build and consolidate this istiqama, this perseverance and this steadfastness. And the fifth part that Imam Awardi he mentions is ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا سِرًّا كَمَا اسْتَقَامُوا جَهْرًا. Right, and he is steadfast secretly as he is steadfast in public. And so his public actions are also reflected in his private life as well. So as he is, you know, upright and outstanding in terms of his actions and his ibadah and his uprightness in the public sphere, he's also upright and he's also adhering to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the private sphere. And some of the scholars, they mention a sixth part, right? But really, Imam Mawardi, his five are all encompassing, but some add أَنَّ الْإِسْتِقَامَةَ أَن يَجْمَعَ بَيْنَ فِي الْطَاعَاتِ وَاجْتِنَابِ الْمَعَاصِي. Right, that istiqama, it combines the actions of obedience with the ijtinab al-ma'asi, staying away from sinful behavior, right? Because and they talk about this as being an integral part of istiqama. Now, istiqama, the idea of steadfastness, like we said, is not something which is only physical, but it begins with the heart, because it is ultimately an action of the heart, like tawakkul is, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at someone, you can't see that they have tawakkul, right? You can't, you know, it doesn't manifest in his physical being, right? He doesn't have, word that pops up on top of his head that says tawakkul, or that he is a believer, right? But it is manifest in his heart, right? And likewise as well, istiqama is something that resonates in the heart. And Ibn Rajab, he explains, aslul istiqama istiqamatul qalb ala tawheed, right? He says that the origin of istiqama is the steadfastness of the heart on affirming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness. وَقَدْ فَسَّرَ أَبُو بَكْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةَ فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا بِأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَلْتَفِتُوا إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. Right? And so, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu has explained the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they are those who say that our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they remain steadfast and they do not turn to anything else. So their focus is purely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not turn away from that focus in any way. وَمَتَ اسْتَقَامَ الْقَلْبِ عَلَى مَعْرِفَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَشْيَتِهِ وَإِجْلَالِهِ وَمَهَابَتِهِ وَمَحَبَّتِهِ وَإِرَادَتِهِ وَرَجَائِهِ وَدُعَائِهِ وَالتَّوَكُّلِ عَلَيْهِ وَالْإِعْرَاضُ عَمَّا سِوَاهُ إِسْتَقَامَتِ الْجَوَارِحِ كُلُّهَا عَلَى طَاعَتِهِ. Right? And this is beautiful. Where it is said that, and when the heart become steadfast on the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on fearing Him, having this khashya, yani this revering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and relying completely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any partners, then naturally all of his actions will follow suit. Right? And so istiqama first begins with the heart. And we see istiqama being emphasized in many ayat of the Quran, right? And there are many, right? Even in Surah Al-Fatiha, when we say ihdina الصراط المستقيم, right? Guide us to the straight path, right? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about al-mustaqim, the sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path, being firm on the straight path. Now, Imam Nawawi, in his Riyad al-Salihin, he just mentions a few ayat. The first is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the believers, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remain steadfast, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ, as you have been commanded. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا, right? You and those who turn in repentance along with you. وَلَا تَطْغَوْا, and do not transgress the limits. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, and verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees what you do. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering us in this verse to remain steadfast. Now, one of the challenges about with regards to remaining steadfast is that feeling or that sensation that perhaps you're isolated in all of this. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba must have felt completely isolated when they were undergoing the trials and tribulations they underwent through when they were in Mecca, where they were boycotted, tortured, etc. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He comforts the believer when He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who say that verily our Lord is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and they remain steadfast on this, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, then the angels will descend upon him. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, right, saying, do not fear and do not grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, and give glad tidings and receive glad tidings of Jannah. أَلَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ, that which you have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will have, you were allies in the world and in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, you will have therein whatever your soul's desire and requests, and an accommodation from the all-forgiving, the غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمِ, the forgiving and the merciful. So what's such a beautiful ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he comforting the believers and telling them this great reward of being steadfast. Now, there are also a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he for example, it's narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, annahu qal, right, so Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خط لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا ثم قال, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he drew a line, right, and he said, so he drew a line on the ground, and he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هذا سبيل الله, right, he says, this is the path of Allah, ثم خط خطوطا عن يمينه وعن شماله. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew lines on the right side. And then he drew lines on the left side. ثم قال هذه سبل. And he said, these are the various paths. على كل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه. Right? And he says that in each one of these paths is a shaitan that is calling to it. Subhanallah. Right, you have this Sirat al-Mustaqim, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be firm and steadfast upon this path. But also as well, we see different pathways. There are these different paths that we can take. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying that in each path there is a shaitan that's calling towards it. Right, so in our life we... there be maybe moments that we are on Sirat al-Mustaqim, but then there are times in which we see the various paths and shaitan is tempting us to it. But the Prophet ﷺ says that these are the subul, that these are the various paths, right? And warned us that there's a shaitan in each one of these paths. And then the Prophet ﷺ recited the ayah of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Right? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. And this is my straight path. فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. And so follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. And do not follow these other various paths so that you become then divided, right? Or divided from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith is telling us the importance of staying the road, staying the path, treading the path. Also as well, in another hadith that is narrated by Sufyan bin Abdullah al-Thaqafi radiallahu anhum, where he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me a word in Islam that I will not need to ask anyone after you. Right? So, he says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, قل لي في الإسلام قولا لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he answers in a very succinct and a very simple way. And again, many of the scholars state that this is demonstrating his jawami'ul kalim, that his ability to be very concise but very deep in meaning. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responds by saying, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, I believe in Allah and remain steadfast. And Qadi Iyad rahimahullah, he says, هَذَا مِنْ جَوَامِعُ الْكَلِمَةِ. Right, that this is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ability to be very concise and very deep in meaning. وَهُوَ مُطَابِقْ لِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That this is applying the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who say that my Lord is Allah, and then they remain steadfast on it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are steadfast on the deen, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who have istiqamah, and allow us to die amongst those who are firm on their Islam without any deviance whatsoever, consistent upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.